Yo, what's good, everyone? It's your boys Jimmy Daz and Defar, and for today's episode, we're talking about hardcore. And joining us for this is top riffer Anthony Gonzalez from God's Hate, Greenwich, and YouTube channel The Tone Zone. So we tasked him with bringing us a whole bunch of essential modern hardcore bands. So if you're just getting into the scene, or maybe if you're an old head looking for some fresh blood, then this is the episode for you, and these are the bands you need to check out. Get your notebooks and pens ready. Hope you guys enjoy the chat. Yo, Anthony, thanks for joining us today, man. We're
Yeah.
fucking ready to graduate from Hardcore University, dude.
That's crazy to think about. I was just thinking about that. Like, am I considered an old head right now? You know, at this age, I'm 32. I've been around for a minute, but like, am I considered an old head? My answer is probably no. But other people, like younger kids and younger bands, they're always telling me like, hey, what would you do in this situation? I'm like, all right, if they're asking for advice or they're asking for like what bands are should I check out? And I always tell them, I'm like, just check out these bands or like what sound are you going for? And I just do it because I'm their old head.
Yeah, I reckon it's more years of experience rather than age. Do you know what I mean? Like
Doesn't feel
that's how I like to think of it.
Yeah, it's hard to think of it that way because I'm like, do I have that much experience, like for real? Because I don't even believe that I have that experience. It's mostly just like, all right, what went wrong on that show and how can I make it better?
How long have you been playing in bands then, dude?
Since I was 16.
Yeah, see, that's
That's like
16 years of
almost half your
experience,
life.
man.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay, then fuck it. I am an old head. I don't give a
Yeah,
shit.
you're a fucking
You're a
a
young
wise
old head.
you're a wise man. That's
Wise man, young old head. I'm gonna start using
it.
that.
So dude, before we get into like your list of like gateway or essential sort of modern hardcore bands,
Yeah.
what's your opinion on where hardcore is right now? Because, like, from like a more casual fan point of view, it seems to be fucking crazy strong at the moment.
At the moment, right now, as bands are getting just ginormous and hardcore is becoming more accessible to people, I don't think it's like a lame thing or it's a negative thing. I think it's great because like there's a lot of shit going on in the world that is fucked up, and there's a lot of shit that I don't agree with that's happening right now. And for a regular person or for someone like at Coachella, it's just like, man, I'm so angry, I need like this outlet. And then they listen to like Turnstile plays and they're like, wow, this is very like aggressive, but it's catchy. Like, I don't think it's a bad thing. And I think when people think it's a bad thing, that's when I think like, all right, this is like some type of jaded thing. Get over it. It's fine. There was a point in time where hardcore was huge, but this is probably the biggest it's ever been. And I like where it's at right now. Like, what was I watching the other day? I was watching an interview of Blitz, shout out Blitz from the UK. They were doing an interview where they were talking about like punk and the state of it, because it was at the time where like punk bands were on top of the pops in the UK.
That's it, yeah.
And then they were like, you know what? It's kind of silly when people don't want to make money playing punk. Like that's stupid. Like I'll make money if I can make money doing this. This is awesome. Like it's silly, but I always thought that was interesting because it's not even that's not even the first thought in my head. It's always just like, all right, where am I playing? That's awesome. That's great. Sick. I get to do this kind of thing, and then that's my whole outlook on it. But where hardcore is right now, it's awesome.
Yeah, I agree. And like, it seems to be, like, to me, there's so much diversity as well in hardcore. Like, you mentioned Turnstile, and then on the
Yeah.
opposite end, you've got like Tsunami,
Yeah.
and then there's just all points in between. It's like, it's so healthy, I think.
It's healthy and there's no like, I will say being in a band, there's no like weird beef or there's no like jealousy towards it because it's
Oh,
all
sick.
like, Turnstile was a band like for 100 years before they got big. It's same with Power Trip. Like, they were a band, like They were banned for so many years, and then when people see like, oh, they sold out, it's like, what are you talking about? They did this for so long, and then eventually people caught on, which is great. But there's different ends of the spectrum where tsunamis, to me, when people are like, I don't get tsunami, I'm just like, it's a slam death metal band for hardcore kids.
It is.
Yes.
But the best slam death metal band right now, in my opinion, is Torture.
Oh, is that who Brian from Knock Loose was talking about?
Yeah, Brian. So, it was funny because he DM'd me and was like, dude, this is the best shit that we've ever heard. Because I'm already a fan of like old school slam death metal. Like, I went to go see Dripping not too long
Oh,
ago, like a
sick.
couple days ago, which was awesome. They did a really good set. It was funny because it was like original member and then like four young kids. And I'm like, I don't know how this is gonna go. And they're just ripping. And I'm like, fuck, I love this. And they have the slam parts, but like, yeah, we were talking about it a little bit, and it came out of nowhere. I don't even remember where Torture came from. You know, like I saw something that looked cool. I think someone posted about it, and I'm like, oh, I'll check this out. And it literally blew my mind.
It's the
Mate,
most
I'm
like
making notes.
it's like the most
Make
obnoxious
notes.
vocals you've ever heard, isn't it? It's
I
so fucking like it's just ignorant and
wonder if I can do it. I can't. It's like sort of
it's not
sold.
hot. Sold.
Sold.
Yeah. Sold.
Okay.
Dude,
As
that's
long
pretty
as,
fucking sick.
dude, it's crazy. It's like it's not even obnoxious. It's just like the most extreme thing I can think of. Like if
It's
a
like a
fro
gurgle, toilet
yeah,
gurgle.
it's a toilet gurgle, but not really toilet gurgle. It's more like Demolik, but it's not really Demolik. It's straight up frog vocals, but over like the hardest song you've ever heard.
Oh my God.
It's fucking amazing. Like that's probably the first band that I recommend for like people that, hey, what are some heavy bands to get into? I'm like, just listen to Torture, Enduring Freedom. It'll change your life.
Go from there.
Right. That's it. I've got it written down already,
Yeah,
mate.
I've got
We're
that written
class is in
down.
session now.
Yeah, look,
We're
I've
in
come
session,
prepared.
mate.
I've got a
Yes.
notebook.
Yeah,
Badass,
there you go.
badass shit 101 has now come in session.
Yes, Professor Gonzalez, we are all here listening. So obviously, like, you're going to talk us through, dude, some bands that like you would recommend to people as a gateway into
Yeah.
hardcore. What were your gateway bands back in the day when you eventually got into?
So I know a lot of people talk about it, like fellow bandmates, like Colin and Taylor and even Brody. We all went to the same venue. So like in Canoga Park, there was a venue called Cobalt Cafe. So anything that people were listening to, or you know, you see shirts, I would go out and like try to download it on LimeWire. But the quality would be so shitty, I'd be like, man, this is kind of crazy. I don't know if I like this. But the only one that came out was like Hatebreed, Terror, because everybody was wearing Terror shirts in Los Angeles, of course. And then I didn't get into like the New York hardcore stuff until like later on in life. I don't know if that's just like an age thing, or like when you're young, you want something that's crazy and fast, and you don't realize like that same thing has come from like the older bands. But those are probably like my two gateway, if I really think about it. When I first started going to shows, like that's who I wanted to be at one point. I was like, I want to be Terror, I want to be Hatebreed. And then, you know, that was pretty much my start.
That's
My
sick.
away my awakening is when I discovered like Marauder. I was like, oh my
Oh,
God.
trusty Marauder.
Marauder and for me, Kickback was just like I could not believe those two bands at one point.
I think when you're younger getting into it, I think like I was the same as you do. Like I didn't go back to the classic bands for a while,
Yeah.
and I think it's just because like your ears need you want to hear like good production and do you know what I
Yeah.
mean? And stuff to sound like more modern when you're younger, and then I think you start to appreciate that more gnarly, older sounds as you progress through sort of music.
Yeah, and coming from like a production, audio production background, it's like they all recorded the tape, so it's more impressive to hear that. Like everything's on time, all the songs are like amazing because they all practiced 100 times. They practiced the songs. They might not know how to dial in a guitar tone, but they probably only had like $100 for like the day to record like 8 songs, which is very impressive. But even it's interesting that you say, like, as we're younger, we need better production. Right now, I kind of just really like anything to tape, you know, like very like 90s death metal. Like, come on, that sounds awesome. Like, there's a reason why.
Yeah.
There's a reason why, like, those things have like a mystique about it, and those things have a desire, because people, like, nowadays people want to sound like that because they're getting sick of, like, you know, triggered drums. Everything sounds like a robot.
Yeah.
I think because of AI, everybody's realizing, like, oh, maybe it doesn't have to sound as perfect. And that's like anything that I do, it doesn't have to sound perfect. It just has to sound, it has to have a vibe.
Oh, agreed. I think, like, I think in death metal especially, like, it got to people like trying to out tech each other at one point and trying to be more, and the production got real. I call them typewriter drums, like you said, triggered, and it's, you know what I mean, like, it's real sterile. And then this is I think this sort of old school death metal revival is the total backlash to that. But
yeah, it's all like, I was gonna pull out a keyboard, but it's all basically those drums are just like this, like.
Yeah.
I want this.
Yeah.
You know, I want that, you know? And I want that to, like, at least sound huge and fat and, like, you know, just kicking ass, but, like, I just want a vibe, you know? And I feel like with the technical stuff, when everything was getting so techy, I'm just like, I don't need, like, a whole 5 minutes of just like then like a pick sweep and then like another fast part. But death metal's funny because there's no formula. It's just riff
which
is sick sometimes, because it could be like dope riff, sick riff, groovy riff, fast riff, two-step riff. Like, there's so many things you could do with it, but I love death metal. But, like, starting out, it was just Hatebreed and Marauder. And then before that was, like, punk and stuff, because my uncle listened to punk.
Oh, wicked.
So I was just, like, really into, what was it? I was really into Dead Kennedys for a little bit. And then he started listening to, like Trojan Ska. So I have, like, I have a love for, like, you know, skinhead reggae, skinhead ska, and, like, the whole subculture and stuff. He was never skinhead or anything like that, but, like, when you go to punk shows in LA, they kind of, like, punks and skins, they go to the same shows. But so who did I see? I saw the Agrolites a couple times, Hepcat.
Oh, sick.
But that was, like, you know, when I was young. So I started playing in bands when I was, what did I say, 16, 17?
Yeah.
So around that age. And it was more or less like seeing those bands and being like, oh, they're not that good. Maybe I can do this.
Yes, like all them like Tim Armstrong bands where, like,
you know,
he can't sing for shit, and like, but fuck me, that man can write a tune. Do you know what I mean? And it's you were saying about feel and more like
because like then you hear Lars play and you're like, oh, he's playing really well, and then you hear that fucking, I don't even know his name, the bass player.
Oh, Matt Freeman.
He's like, dude, he's just and you're like, how the fuck is he doing that? Like, it's so unnecessary, but it sounds so cool when you hear a bass line like that, and you don't hear that in punk bands a lot. But I'm a big fan of music, and it's all fucking awesome.
It is all awesome. So talking of awesome, dude, we set you an assignment to basically, like, for I'd say for, like, kids getting into hardcore, or maybe as well for, like, old heads looking for some fresh, like, blood and fresh bands. Like,
yeah, I made a list.
Sick.
Let me see if I can find it. It'd be funny if I just go top of my head, because it's like, I don't. Okay, got it. So let's say I'm gonna do this. Let's say Kevin goes to 5 shows. Is the UK system the same as the school system, the same as California or the states, where they give, if Greg has five trains and he takes
Yes.
one away. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's say if Kevin goes to five shows and he goes, okay, let's, what else is out there? What, you know, and he bumps into me and he goes, what are some bands that you're rocking with right now that are current? I have a few. So
Fire away, dude.
Echo Chamber.
Oh. Ooh.
I don't know where they're from. I didn't write where they're from, but Echo
That's a
Chamber is fucking sick. Just old school. To me, it's like an old school hardcore band where they have fast parts, two step, but they do it in a way where I'm like, oh, this is, it has a vibe.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's it.
And then if I have to bring it back home, the most current band that has kind of took my ear, because I think there's like a fast hardcore revival in California right now where, you know, Human Garbage, I would suggest,
Oh,
just because
sick that's
that
wicked.
that. That record is so good. I'm so
Yeah.
glad I was able to be on it for just like backups, and I think I did a guest spot too.
Oh, wow.
But I can't remember what song. I'm really bad with memory, so forgive me if I'm like, I don't know where it is. I don't know where I am.
We'll put a big list together, man. Like, it's all good.
Put it in post, you know? And
Yeah.
then just for the California fast hardcore revival that has like an edge, like Human Garbage, I would suggest No Way Out.
No way
Oh,
out.
okay.
Okay. I
Yes.
think I'm sure I've heard a lot of these names, but not delved into the record, so
Yeah.
I'm
Though
excited.
it'd be like if you want to see some real shit, here's this. And they're also playing like in a week. You know what I mean? Because they're always playing shows. So, but Echo
Yeah.
Chamber, I'm not sure because I know they're not from California. But
Look at
No Way Out, check it out. They have a new record out. It's fucking awesome. Just fast, pissed off
sweet.
hardcore.
Wicked.
But going to the fast hardcore thing, and then if they're like, oh, what's more, I would say faster, but like harder and sounds more grittier and dirtier. I just played with this band in Texas. They're from I think for they're from Tijuana, Mexico. They're called Valencia.
Oh, sick.
And it's more of like power violence grind kind of band, but they have like parts that I'm like, oh, they're doing. They're not just doing like the blast beats and then like the hard riffs. They're doing it all. But you know, they have a female singer. They're all really nice. So like I was like, oh, they're also really nice. They also don't have this like weird big head thing that like a lot of power violence grindcore people have for some reason. I don't know if it's just the Bay Area, but I've seen a lot of shit where I'm just like, it's just grindcore. You
Yeah, how
know,
weird is that? Like,
like where is this ego coming from? Like, I don't get that. Like, I don't know if it's just me, but like, shit I hear and shit I see, I'm just like, huh, interesting. I'm a big observer. You know, I observe things. So if something seems weird, I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna keep that in here, so I remember next time. But yeah, check out Valencia and then
Valencia.
bringing it. Back to your guys' side of the world, Headbussa.
Ooh, were they from
They're
the U UK?
from Paris,
Oh,
France.
okay. Headbusser. Oh, yeah.
Headbussa.
Never heard of them. Oh, wow.
They're fucking awesome. There's actually a couple, I forgot who just posted something. I think Will from Never Ending Game posted like another band, but I can't remember their name, but they're from Scotland. And there's a couple bands.
Yes, I saw the
Dem
same
Demons,
post.
yeah. It's not
Yeah.
Demonstration of Power, but I would suggest Demonstration of Power as well because they, what did they play? They played what's that fest in the UK?
Oh, Outbreak.
Outbreak. They played Outbreak and I saw like footage of it. And I'm like, dude, people are going nuts. They're going
Yes.
so crazy, and I'm like, I need that. That's what I need.
Was going mad. They're doing people's head in.
Yeah, doing people's head in.
Outbreak.
What's all this then? You know?
Anthony, talking quickly of like Outbreak,
Yeah.
please can we get like a God's Hate UK UK
Listen,
shows
man.
boy.
Listen, man. Let me tell you, it's not up to me.
Oh yeah, we're foaming at the mouth here, man.
I know, I understand. We always try to do it and we always try to figure it out, but then like something always happens, or like, you know,
Logistics, mate.
logistics, and then mainly we just got a superstar in our band, so it's like kind of hard to do anything really. So when you see God's hate, that is all the planets aligning, that is all the stars shining bright, that is some celestial being like, accept this, you know, that's what it is. So when people are coming out to shows, when it happens, I'm like, I'm so grateful because this almost didn't happen, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if not, I'm going to have to just throw all my life savings on a flight and a ticket at some point to America.
That's what a lot of Japanese people and Australians do.
Oh, really?
Oh, they are from Australia.
Yeah. Who was the Sound of Fury 1 year? There was just like a group of Australians before like bands like Relentless or Speed came out. They would just come out to Sound of Fury because it was like, all right, none of these bands are coming. Let's make a trip to California. And they all have really good like time of leave. Like they can leave for 3 months for like a work vacation and, you know, just travel the world basically. Yeah. I don't know if everywhere is like that or like there's certain companies in Australia that do that, but from meeting a lot of them and just being friends with them, it's like, oh, that's their vibe. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, just like, if I get hospitalized, mate, I got 3 months in the old hospital, mate. I don't have to go back to work.
That's awesome. I don't have that shit. I got, hey, when are you coming back? I can be like, I can lose a leg. And they'd be like, when are you coming back?
Yeah,
like,
you got another
I lost
one.
The leg. Yeah, you got another one. You can walk, right?
America.
But yeah, that's basically, that's America. We're not in America 101 yet. That's, you know. Next course, but yeah, Headbussa is just mosh, fucking high tune snare type shit.
Oh yeah,
that I like. Mm. I love it. But yeah, that's probably a band I'd suggest if they're like, what's heavier type thing.
Sick.
And then if they're like, all right, I'm tired of this heavy stuff. I'm tired of this fast stuff. Is there anything that kind of sounds like, you know, a good time where I can relax or like I can like sing along? Another band from Los Angeles called Castillo.
Ooh, okay. I've not heard of them.
No, it's like a punk oi kind of vibe thing, but I've done sound for them and I've seen them 100 times because they're always playing. And they, something about it, I don't know what it is. I think there's something with oi that I just really, really like. Like,
yeah.
Coxbar just released a new record and I listened to the whole thing and I'm like, they still got it.
Yeah.
They still got it. Like I'm humming like the melodies and I'm like, I don't even know this song. It's the first time listening to it. I'm like,
yeah, it's quintessentially British, isn't it? Like oi music. And
yeah,
it's, yeah,
it's 100% British, and it's just like you grab your mate on his shoulders, you like, you grab a point, you get a boy,
get the lads together,
get your heads together, you do your fucking heading. but I love that shit. But Castillo rocks, but that's more on like the punk, like sing along kind of thing, and
nice.
It's awesome, it's great. Got a couple friends in the band, so you know, another band that I wrote down here that I need to check that is an actual band.
You might have dreamt about them last night.
I don't know. Like, I have the name here and I'm like, did they? Huh.
Let's go off and Google it.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I know what it is. So this is a newer band from members of Castillo.
Oh, okay.
And it's, I've done sound for them, I think once. Or no, I saw a show that I was supposed to do sound for, whatever the case may be. There was a weird like thing with the sound guy that was there, but I caught a set for their like first show. And the best way to describe it is like old school New York hardcore, but with like a heavy metal like influence. Ooh, so kind of like Demise or like All Out War.
Mm.
Oh, mate, but, nice.
But very, like, New York hardcore. But Leave No Doubt, also members from Castillo. I think it's the guitar player is the singer, and then some members of Firestarter, another band from California that I would suggest because that's, like, the traditional fast hardcore, like all semi straight edge band, basically. They're like, hey man, I don't want to, if someone comes with me, hey man, I don't want to drink anymore, I'd go check out Firestarter and Earth Crisis.
I love that band name, Leave No Doubt, as well.
It's a good name. I think that's why I wrote it down, but I was trying to remember, where did that come from? I was like, wait, hold on. Why did I write that? And if that person is like, all right, so I've done the punk thing, I've done the hardcore thing. Is there a band, let's say, I was watching a band that were in a Cannibal Corpse shirt. Are there any, what's Cannibal Corpse? And are there any bands like in California that I can check out? My number one pick that I always probably would suggest is Zeus, Taylor's band.
Yes, man. Yeah, so sick.
It's everything I want in a death metal band, but from Taylor, you know? Because I know his quirks, I know how he writes and stuff like that, and I'm like, he needs fast shit, heavy shit, and then hard shit, you know? And he has all of that in Zeus, and I feel like it's the coolest thing. For me, it's the coolest thing he's done on his own, which is great. Extremely impressive. It's like he does everything in the band. But I would suggest that just because I personally really enjoy it, and I would love to have at least one show. Just give me one show.
the track Prayer Lie off there is like death. That anthem. Was one of our songs of the year, wasn't it?
That is a proper anthem. That,
yeah,
unbelievable track.
It's fucking crazy. But that's the first one I would suggest, and then, I'm gonna have trouble pronouncing this name, Sivirius. So Sivirius just released a new record on 20 Bucks Spin.
Oh, Sivirius.
Is it Sivirius or Sivirius?
Oh, yeah, Sivirius. Yeah.
Well, okay, actually, we fucking say it anyway.
Yeah, so we say it. Governor.
Sivirius, governor.
So what we say, Sivirius. That's what we say in here.
That's so good, dude. Fucking hell.
I could be from the UK. The UK accent is a lot of like watching foreign films or like getting really into that movie, This Is England, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite, like one of my favorite movies of all time, just because it's so, like, there's no plot point, but it's just about characters. And it's about, you know, semi skinhead culture or whatever. But it's so good. And the accents are so funny in the slang. Like,
it's real life. It's real life.
It's real life. That's what it is.
Did you do the TV shows?
The TV shows were a little too much for me just because I felt so bad for some of the characters. I'm like,
it's fucking savage, man.
Yeah, like, I'm like, can this get like happy once, please?
Man, it's dark, mate, isn't it? Fucking hell.
It's dark. It's too dark, and you know, it's just like one thing happens to another, you know, characters fall out. I don't want to give anything away, but like there's a whole thing with like everybody in it, and I'm like, all right, I don't think I need, like, it's just gonna get worse.
Yeah, it's miserable.
The film's enough, isn't it?
Yeah, the film's enough.
The film's enough. You don't need to go into the TV shows. And then there was another one that I used to watch, like the Skins.
Oh yeah, that's
wicked, mate. With Cook,
dude. Skins, dude, that was my shit. But I'm really good with accents. I don't know why,
mate. It's so funny, man. It's like you're an honorary British man.
We're taking you under our wing, mate. You're now an honorary Brit.
That's right.
Yeah. Holy shit, dude.
My favorite phrase right now, or like how you guys say, you know what I mean, is, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You killed all of the letters, all the vowels.
Oh, you don't need them.
You don't need them.
Everyone will understand you. Yeah.
You got more time to pack stuff into your day then.
And it's funny because some British people, they talk really fast, and I'm like, why are you talking fast? You eliminated three words into one word, so you don't need to talk as fast. You don't need to be so aggressive.
So that we can swig more beer.
Oh yeah.
It's just like, oh.
Just get all the pints down.
Yeah, you know? Just get them in, mate.
With the lads.
But the last one I would suggest that is in my current rotation of like newer bands that I'm like, hey, check this out. They play all the weekend. Would be Apparition.
Oh God yes, mate. We love it.
Yeah.
That's my. So Miles is a really good friend of mine, the guitar player, and then that's his like idea.
Genius,
of,
by the way.
Yeah,
he's a fucking genius. Like,
yeah,
he's
a genius, man.
He doesn't get enough credit for being like the best California guitar player of all time, I think, because he was in Harness. He did some stuff for, he's doing stuff for Dead Body, and he's able to keep up and do his thing. But it's just like, it's so, he's so intricate with the stuff that he does, but like everything he does is like so easy to him, you know?
Yeah.
But it's not to say like he practices all the time. And like it made me want to practice all the time, but he's more of a, like, he went to school for like jazz musicianship. Like, he knows his stuff.
You can hear it in the album.
Yeah,
there's little moments where you're like, what the fuck? Where did that come from?
Yeah, and I like that, because usually with death metal bands, they'll do that, but they won't do that in a way. They'll just give it to you straight, which is sick sometimes, but not all the time. But when he does it, it's just like, oh, we're going somewhere else. You know, we're traveling somewhere else.
The idea
you had in your head is now gone because a new idea is approaching.
Yeah.
You know, you're like dimensionally traveling through time and space, and you're like, okay, I'm here now. But I don't even care how I got here. The fact that I'm here now is the craziest thing ever.
We said exactly that when we reviewed their album. That's exactly what we said. And do you know what? Funny you mentioned Sivorous, because I think there's moments like that on the Sivorous record as well.
Yeah.
Where they take you to a other astral plane somewhere.
They take you to another dimension, and you're like, I don't care how I got here, but the fact that I'm here, I'm so... Like, I'm, it's stoked. Fucking awesome. I'm so stoked.
I'm so stoked. I'm in this realm, mate.
Yeah.
I'm in this realm.
Yeah.
While we're on that tip quickly, dude, have you heard the new Song Plantly album?
Song Plantly?
Zompatly.
Sorry.
As British, we can't pronounce that shit, man.
So well. it's pronounced Zompatly.
Okay. Look, we're always learning.
Yeah, it's Zompatly, because my son is also, his name is Esli, and it's the same language as it's called Nawal.
Oh wow.
So it's funny because we like had to find out like how to pronounce it properly. So it's Esli, but the way the language is based is like Che is Z or X. And then TS is Tsiom. So Zompatly is how you pronounce it. But I'm pretty sure.
That's sick as fuck, man.
I'm pretty sure you can't. Like, if you try to do it right now, it's.
I ain't gonna try.
You should try to do it around
that. We've got the UK version of it, of pronunciation.
But Zompatly is really good. I like the vibe of that because it's like. It's something else, and there's like eight members in the band. It's kind of like a reverse straight edge band, or a reverse what's that band, Path of Resistance, if you think about it. Because it's like people on the drums, like three guitar players, there's like doing percussive stuff, a drummer,
fucking death whistles.
It's like the coolest thing ever.
It's so sick.
It's a whole like vibe, and I definitely really like that, and I'll probably suggest it when they're like, oh, what's some slow evil shit? I'm like, listen to this. I'd be like, if you can spell this correctly, you'll find it and you'll probably like it.
Yeah,
it's wicked, man.
Yeah, but those are my bands that I would be suggesting that are like, what are some current bands right now? Some I forgot is like New World Man.
Oh, they're dope. Colin raves about them all the time, doesn't he?
They're so good. They're so good. And like, I love the vocal style because it sounds like an old pissed off like yard worker. You know what I mean? Like he just got off work. His boss is on his ass.
Yeah.
He's just kicks the door in. He's like, man, I fucking hate this shit. Cracks a pint and then just fucking... All right, what am I doing this week?
Oh, I'll go check that out. I like that.
It's not like old school, like Sheer Terror. It's more like it's a really good crossover.
Yeah, it's really good, man. There's an EP. It's an EP, isn't it? I think they.
EP is really good. The first couple songs are good. It's all good. It's all great. If I can think of another band that is kind of blowing my mind right now, I can't really think of something that I'm like currently listening to. That's not to say that like I'm not interested in stuff, like I'll listen to it, but if it doesn't like grab me right away, I'm just like, all right, well, I gotta put on Torture right now.
I can't wait to fucking check that out. I don't know how I missed that.
It's funny because when you find out what you know the music sounds like and you're like, holy shit, and then when you realize it's only one guy, it's gonna blow your mind.
Oh my god.
I think we have to probably give a shout out to Cruelty because obviously Cruelty, you've done sound for them recently, haven't you? And
I've done sound for Cruelty. I would say they're my employers. I love Cruelty. I love Zuma. I could do a really good impression of him, but I won't do it because it's pretty good. But he, I even did it in front of his face, and because you know we're just in a van being shitheads, so we're just both being funny, and like, eventually one day I was just like, you know what, and I talk like him, and he goes, how the hell did you do that? like don't fuck with me, Zuma.
Master of impressions.
I could just become you in 5
minutes. Yeah, that's it. ID fraud, mate.
But his wife is cool. Santa's cool. Everybody's cool in the band. So I love Cruelty. Yeah. Shout out Cruelty. I hope whatever they come up with next is awesome. I will see them in Sound of Fury when I do sound for them as well. But yeah, shout out Zuma. We're just going out of his way and just being like, hey, do you want to do sound for us? We're doing this tour. And I'm like, I think I can do it.
That's so sick, man.
Yeah, it's awesome. I heard,
like, you fucking nailed that, man.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. I'm your guy.
I'm your guy. So this is how I put sound guy, you know, the world of sound guy is so crazy because if you play a show, you can either get a cool guy that's just like, yeah, what's up? Like, what do you guys need? Which, you know, I will put myself in that category.
Yeah.
And then because you'll get either the cool guy, the guy that doesn't say anything to you, the guy that if you like ask him like, hey, like when are the shows, he goes, I don't know, it's not my job. You'll get that guy. You'll get the guy that tells you to turn your amps down when they're like, you don't need to do that. You'll get the guy that was in a band that didn't go anywhere and start dressing up like a cowboy and then not let you put your stuff on stage and not let other sound guys touch the board and then not let, you know, bands suggest something or put, you know, cabs on stage or, you know, every time a band's done playing, you go out and take a smoke break and fucking chug break or whatever.
I feel like there's a Netflix series in here somewhere called Sound Guys.
I would write at least 5 seasons of like what to deal with. Did my camera go out?
It's all right, man. It's all right. We'll wrap up anyways and let you get on with your day, dude. And just mate, thanks again, mate, UK. For joining us and for doing this well. It's like we're all off to do our homework.
So
we'll report, we'll hand our assignments in to you.
Yes.
Yeah, I was hoping to get in, if I can shout out older bands really quick.
Yeah, wow, like favorite, brother. Of course.
Man. I know my camera just turned off, but if you can still hear me.
We get loud and clear.
I wish, if I were to tell this younger person, like, hey, these are some current bands to check out. This is sick. Here are some also older bands that you might not like, but you'll learn to appreciate over time. Disembodied.
Oh, okay.
Disembodied, I feel like, is a forgotten band, but they're metalcore-esque. They're a little bit darker. They got crazy-ass songs, and they're just tuned low and slow. You know, it's fucking awesome.
That sounds like your shit does that.
Yeah, I think I've heard of them. I think I might have done some of this stuff, actually.
I did the last one, the 2019 one, I think I did.
Yeah, the remix, personally, I don't like the remix because I feel like it loses a lot of its, you know, I like when shit sounds like shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We know. Like, you don't, we know.
You don't need to polish it. It's fine. You know, Disembodied, check out. Also, Starkweather.
Starkweather.
Never heard of them.
It's awesome. I can't really describe it because it's so many different things into one. Another one. A little band called Rise and Fall.
Oh, I've heard yeah. That name mentioned on Hardlore a fair bit, I think.
Yeah, it's they're from Belgium.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
I feel like this is coming around, but Crowbar, but not just like the popular records. And not like Planets Collide, like all the awesome stuff is awesome, but I feel like the deep cuts are where it's at for Crowbar.
Sonic Excess is the record for me, man. Broken Glass. I think those two.
Yeah. Broken Glass is awesome. I love them. But also, it's like that whole New Orleans thing is so cool. Like sludge metal.
Yeah, man.
It's just awesome. There's a band I'll throw out here because I'll give you a little dope stuff that I just found recently. Because my camera turned off, so I feel like you guys deserve this.
That's fun.
There's a band called Abuse, and they're from like Southern America, like not Southern America, but it's the South, basically. I think it's Mississippi or somewhere around there, but it's death metal, sludge, and just straight groovy bullshit, and it's fucking awesome.
Oh, that's right up my street, that.
Yeah, you'll it's like I said, death metal bands riff after riff after riff after riff, but it's like groovy riff, sick blast beat, groovy riff, and I'm like, okay, there's something here that I really, really like.
Yeah.
But yeah, Abuse is really good. They're only on YouTube, so a couple more bands before we get out of here.
Yeah, man.
One Second Thought. Beat down hardcore, but it's fucking awesome.
All over that.
Oh, mate, all over that.
Yeah. You know, solid state guitars, high tune snare, vocalist sounds like he's 300 pounds, so that's right up my alley.
Oh, yes, mate.
Yeah, that's it. All you need. Big boy on vocals, ping snare. That's all you need. That's it. Yeah.
As long as he sounds huge, because it could be like a guy that's like 5'2 and he's just like, and you're like, oh, shit. But a couple more are a little bit on like the non-hardcore side are From Ashes Rise, which is more like a crust punk kind of thing.
Oh, their name sounds like proper early 2000s metalcore.
Yeah, it sounds like that, but it's just like like DB kind of stuff.
Oh, sick.
That Tragedy, which is another like, I always relate them to crust like punk, but they sound more like both those bands sound more like Japanese hardcore, like Warhead or Judgment.
Oh, wicked.
Like they sound like Japanese hardcore, which is awesome. Like early fucking punk stuff. But and the last but not least, they just released a new EP, I think, and it's like the best thing I've heard from an older band, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
The Hope Conspiracy.
Oh, mate, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're talking Daz's language, man.
Yeah, man. I love that band. What a great band they are, man.
Okay, so they released the 3-song EP thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have probably the best like skank two-step parts I've heard in a while. Like it when it comes in, I'm just like, dude, yes.
Yes. Right.
'Cause it's like fast, like almost like dark hardcore, but like it hits and I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, man. I'm just so glad they're back.
Yeah, I mean, they've always had good records, like Code Blue.
Oh, yeah, that's like probably my favorite, I think. End Note was after that, wasn't it? And then, what was that other one they did?
The Death Knows Your Name.
That's it, Death Knows Your Name, yeah. Where Death Knows Your Name, yeah. Wicked.
And that has such an eerie vibe to a record that I'm just like, why can't everything sound like this?
Yeah, man, they were pretty ahead of the game, I think.
I think that was probably they were always a really big band. When I every time I like saw them on a flyer or something, I'm like, oh, they're huge.
But
I feel like they didn't catch on later on because it's a certain vibe. But I always put them in with like a hardcore band, or like, you know, it doesn't sound like everybody else. And like the one thing I would suggest, if people are like, if this quote unquote person is like, oh, I'm gonna check out these new bands, oh, those are some cool older bands, hey, what if I start a band? The number one thing I will say is like, have a vibe.
Yeah.
Have a vibe, practice your instrument, and then just learn. I wouldn't even say learn song structure, but like learn the basics. Like, don't make everything sound like it's polished. I like when stuff sounds like the mic went out of place or something. I like stuff when like, oh, he had a ghost hit there, or like
the authentic guitar. And it's real.
Yeah, it's real. It sounds real. It's genuine. I wish people can just like, oh yeah, I have an 8-track tape recorder, I'll just record on there. I wish that was the case, because it'd probably sound fucking awesome. But at the same time, you kind of have to do, you know, the production side, you may make it sound good, but don't make it sound too good.
Dude, it's funny. That's a good
bit of advice, actually, mate. Yeah.
Because, like, obviously, you're in a band with Taylor. We've said so many times over the last couple of years that all of his recordings, all of his product, they've got like an intangible like magic to them that you just can't put your finger on.
He has got basically everything I've ever wanted in like a recording studio. Like, I never got the chance to start it because I like don't have the space, but he fortunately has the space, and now he has another space which he could just make classic records. And like, I love when people talk shit about it, because it's mostly people on like, what's that, Lambgoat, saying the production is too Chris. I'm like, fuck off.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Is this coming for some loser online that says this sounds bad?
With their fucking bitches, yeah.
I know you can't see me, but I'm flipping off the camera, and if you talk shit at Taylor stuff,
we can feel it, mate.
Yeah, because it doesn't make sense. It's like saying like the Cro-Mags is bad. It's like, how?
It's like you're saying, all these people have got used to fucking pristine robotic sounding recordings, and then you get some real shit that sounds dirty, and I don't know how to, I can't cope with this. Like,
just grow up, you know.
Yeah,
mature.
Yeah, or
Anna, have your ears mature a little bit. Yeah, or I'm gonna do your fucking head.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell, dude. That was fucking wicked, man. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a blast, man.
Yeah, this was really fun. I'm so glad I did this, because I could do this all day.
Yeah.
Anytime, man, you want to come back. We've got some other ideas that we'll shoot you over. So anytime.
Shoot me over whatever the fuck. If it works in my schedule, I will do it. Just because you guys seem sick. I like doing this.
Thanks, bro.
This is awesome.
Yeah, thank you, man. We're off to do our homework. Thank you for listening to Bangers and Mosh, the podcast for heavy music. Until next time, party on, dudes.
Party on, dudes!